Hey guys, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday. It's about 6:30 in the morning before I take myself into work, and I just want to drop this quick word to you that was on my mind actually Monday night, if I'm correct. And I believe it's definitely a word that we should always have with us, and it's more so about when we are wanting to venture into something new or go to a place we've never been, ascend to another level from where we currently are. In either regards, we've never set foot or had that thought before, and we're wanting to, in essence, get to that place. But the one thing that tends to grip all of us is fear. And a fear to me is, it's necessary. And you may wonder, why is fear necessary? Well, fear lets you know what it is that can easily hold you back. And at that same time, lets you know what you need to conquer. As they say, conquer your fear. I believe fear in itself can be a catalyst for where we're needing to go. But I'm not specifically speaking on fear. You know, the other night, actually, as I was getting myself cleaned up, a thought came to me about my second oldest daughter. She is a chef and currently down in Florida, wrapping up this month her time at the Disney Academy. And beforehand, she had went to chef school up here in the DFW area, and she was selected to be a part of the academy for about 6 months. So this month here in December, she'll be completing her time there. And it just once again made me so proud to be a parent that my daughter, one of our daughters, is accomplishing something that she so desired over many years, that she took a chance on herself to do this very thing that will please her but will open her up into a new world, meeting new people, designing, creating new cuisines. And it made me think about my family, the matriarch and patriarch of our family, Mike and Valerie Caterson, my grandparents, who have already went on to be with the Lord. They passed actually during the time of COVID or pre-COVID. I think in 2019, my grandmother passed. And then I believe in 2021, my grandfather also passed as well. And it brought me back to, a conversation that I had with my mother just recently about my brother. And hold on, I'm going to tie this together. And she was speaking about how my older brother, Sheldon, the way he is in regards to business, he probably got that from his father, right? So it made me think, well, our grandparents, they used to be in business. I believe they had a small convenience store at one time. From a creativity standpoint, my grandmother, my aunt, one of my uncles, even my mom, were individuals that made cakes. And I'm talking gourmet cakes. You know, I remember my mom as a kid baking those cakes, you know, taking the spatula and turning the cake on a spindle or whatnot to get that very smooth texture on the cake, and you know, continue decorating. I remember her making the little flowers or rose petals with a certain tool, and it was pretty cool. It really was. Now, it's not something that I necessarily did. I could bake a box cake, so that one didn't necessarily fall on me. And this is how I want to tie this together in regards to fear and going to the next level. You know, many of us stunt our growth in many areas of our lives because we feel we are not capable. We don't have the character. We don't have the background to do that very thing. Well, if you look back in your family tree, more than likely, the very thing that you're wanting to do now, someone has already done. And that in itself can be a catalyst to overcome the fear that you had, the fear that was gripping you from going to the next level, from starting that next business. And let me put it this way. In Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through about 5 or so, it says this: Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim. And they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. And that's what I want to tie in right there. You have not passed this way before, but one thing you have to note, somebody did pass that way before, meaning your ancestors. And what is so crazy, when you look up the meaning of the word Hebrew, the Hebrew children, the word means to either traverse or to pass over. And I want to say this to you. You have it in you already to go to the next level. Someone has already paved the way for you. So you can't lose hope that there's no example, there's no template for what you're about to do, because there's nothing new under the sun. That's biblical in itself, and in many ways it can be applied. So in this, you're not the first one to start a business. You're not the first one to get promoted to CEO. You're not necessarily the first one per se to build that business. You have to understand what it is about you and in you in order to go to the next level. Yes, it does not say there will not be any failure, because more than likely there will be, but it doesn't mean that you stop. It means that you continue to go on, because someone has already traversed the path for you to pass over. Amen. And I really want you to hold on to this, that this is not the place nor the time to stop. When you have that thought, put that thought down to paper. When you have that thought onto paper, start speaking it into existence. You can start visualizing the very thing that you want to do and who you are. Don't wait. Les Brown, the motivational speaker, says this: There's greatness in you. He also says that the richest place on earth is the cemetery. Well, how do those two tie in together? Those people in the cemetery had greatness in them, but they didn't know how to pass over and hold on and achieve that greatness. Not all of them, I'm just saying. Many people died with their dreams because they didn't know how to cross over. I don't want you to be that person. I have dreams. I have aspirations. I'm writing them down. I'm creating branding for it, because I want what I'm about to do to stand for something and stand behind something, but more importantly, stand on something, and that is the word of God. God has given you a directive. He says, when you see them moving, this is back to the Levitical priest, when you see them moving, when you see them going ahead, then you follow. But remember, even as you're following, you're leading. Hey, guys, this is just a quick word of inspiration I wanted to drop your way. I hope that you are blessed and will continue to live your life as prosperous and bountiful as possible in the name of Jesus Christ. Please take the time to lead yourself so you can lead your family. But in order to do that, you need God to lead you. All right. Love you guys. Be blessed.